welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, The Rhythm for Life.
So our reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, and we'll start with this paragraph here.
On that day, the Lord of hosts will be a garland of glory, and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, and a spirit of justice to the one who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. These also reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are confused with wine. They stagger with strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in giving judgment. All tables are covered with filthy vomit. No place is clean. Whom will he teach knowledge, and to whom will he explain a message? Those who are weaned from milk, those who are taken from the breast, for it is precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Truly, with stammering lip, and with alien tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he has said, this is rest, give rest to the weary, and this is repose. Yet they would not hear. Therefore, the word of the Lord will be with them, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, in order that they may go and fall backwards, and be broken and snared and taken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament is taken from Matthew chapter 12, 38 to the end. Thank you very much, Leslie, for reading that.
The sign of Jonah. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the Lord said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation ask for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here, the Queen of the South, will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and no one greater than Solomon is here. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go and live there. And the final condition of the man is worse than the first. That is how it will be when this wicked generation... This is how it will be with this wicked generation. While Jesus was talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, Your mother and brothers are standing outside, waiting to speak to you. He replied to them, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so very much for those two readings. And again, if there is something that kind of caught your attention in those readings, Lynn, Marilyn, and Leslie, do come in. Again, it's a short reflection on both those reading. The first one make me understand maybe a little bit better why Jesus was so popular already at the time of Isaiah. The teaching was a lot about rules to keep, but we're not going to the heart of the matters, which were the hearts of the heart. And when Jesus arrives, the whole of Israel had been prepared through the ministry, through the work of John the Baptist, who came to preach repentance, to preach to people to turn back to God, to turn back to that covenant, to that book they had received, the five first book, often called the Torah, where it's described not just a series of rule, but it's a way of life. And that's what they had forgotten, that God was drawing them into a way of living. And yes, there were rules in the sense of directions and things not to do and things to do, but it was to create that rhythm of life in a whole nation, a rhythm of prayer, a rhythm of confession, a rhythm of receiving forgiveness, and a rhythm of creating a community that was looking after each other and that respecting, most importantly, the least, the last, and the lost. But they had transformed that into just a number of rules to keep. And most probably, as they were keeping rules, they were able to compare to each other who was the best at keeping the rules, a little bit sometimes, like when we go to schools and it's a bit of a competition of who is doing their homework the best. And it brings not a sense of community, but a sense of competitions. No, there is a goodness in competition. And if you like sport, of course, you want to be the best. But I think where sport flourishes is when people do compete, but respect each other deeply, respect their opponents. And there is a sense of togetherness. And that's what they had forgotten. It was all about rules, like the prophet says, was all about precepts upon precepts, lines upon lines, here a little, there a little. When Jesus comes, he doesn't throw at all the law, but he goes to the heart of it. If you remember, he says, you have heard that it says, you know, you shall not kill. And lots of people say, well, I'm not too bad. I've never killed anyone. But then he goes to the heart. He says, but if you say to someone that he's an imbecile or stupid, if with your tongue you can kill, you can hurt deeply people, that's the same in God's eyes. And so Jesus speaks to the heart of the people. And here the scribes and the Pharisees wants to have a big sign so that they might believe that he is truly the one sent by God, the one they were waiting for. And Jesus says, it's kind of ironic because he says there won't be any real sign, there will be a sign, and it will be similar to Jonah's signs, who was in the belly of the monster for 3 nights and 3 days. And of course, for those who know a little bit of the story of the Christian faith, the account, this points to his resurrection, to his death and resurrection. So this is the ultimate sign, actually. It's the most miraculous sign, we could say. But they're going to miss it. They're not going to believe the disciples when they proclaim that Jesus has been seen alive, and not just as a ghost, but the disciples proclaim that he's been seen and touched and heard, accounts of even Jesus spending a breakfast with some of his disciples on a seashore. But they will reject that witness, which is the ultimate sign. And so we have this passage, and it's a comparison. It's a picture of, well, what will happen to Israel as they reject the message. John the Baptist came, and things were swept and put into order through his message. People came back to God and were opened to follow him again. But they didn't receive Jesus, who was the one who could fill them with God's presence and enables them to live the life God is calling them to live. And of course, they then were empty to other messages, and their first condition became worse than the last condition became worse than the first one. And we know historically that as they rejected in the message and the presence of Jesus. They went for what they always wanted to do, was to rebel against the Roman, hopefully, and they hoped that they would be successful, but it turned from bad to worst. And as we know, in 70 AD, the whole of Israel and the whole of Jerusalem was taken into siege, and the whole of the temple was destroyed. And it was really a horrible time for those who were in there at the time. And Jesus here finished with, well, what does it mean then to be part of his kingdom? And he says, whoever who is my mother and who are my brother? And pointing to his disciples, he says here, hear those is my family. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister or mother. Such a privilege when we turn to God in repentance, and when we give our lives to Jesus, that we become part of his family, and he calls us, the creator of the universe calls us a brother and a sister. As we think of children, as we think of family, with celebrating Sinterklaas, let's pray for sisters, for brothers, for mothers, for children, for the schools, and for the ministry of the church among that generation that needs to hear the message of love, the message of healing, and the message of hope. So that's kind of what came through these three readings. But if there is something that you want to share, do so.
I'd like to know who the Queen of the South is.
That's a good question. I think it's the Queen Sheba, most probably. Famous queen that came to visit Solomon, so in a sense maybe recognized something in Israel and in the Solomon of the presence of the Creator. I think it could be.
Thank you.
Good. So let's pray for the day and its tasks, the world and its needs, the church and her life. Today we have a Christingle service with the school here. It's often a great time to share the story of God's love, and also we will have later carol service with the school, so we can pray for all that is taking place across the country with nativities and carols, that is not just going to be going through the motions like they were in the time of Isaiah, was going through the motions and the rules, but that it will be transformative for many, and maybe for the first time that they will realize that this is not just a story, this is the truth, and that took place 2000 years ago, and that has a potential to transform not just lives, but families and communities and even whole regions, and who knows, maybe even countries. So let's pray. Jesus, we sing, your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You are with us always, when it's hard and when it's easy. And it's usually times of challenges where we are more open to think, and if we know you, to come more fully into your presence, realizing that we need your strength day by day. We thank you for that across the country, the story of your birth will still be reenacted in the schools, in churches, on screen, and on the radio. Holy Spirit, as the message is proclaimed, open the eyes and the hearts and the ears of those who are in dark places, who have lost all hope, who have tried so hard in many ways to find peace and hope, May they hear that message that you give through your son Jesus. And may we who have received and experienced something of that hope, may we be faithful in sharing our story.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.